Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
Yeah, the volume's right by the headphone thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to On The Gate Podcast. Yo, yo. Derek Drescher, Gio Perez, the zombie and the rabbi. How you doing, Pop? We start off on a good note. Both of our guests' eardrums got blown out by that fucking intro, that fire intro. Who the hell made that? I still don't know. Some guy was in the comments.
John.
John who?
He's our new video guy.
Where is he? Is he ever here?
Yeah, he's here.
He's over on the other side.
Oh, that's the guy with the ponytail?
Yeah.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
I fucking knew it.
I kind of figured. I thought his name was Frank.
He doesn't talk much, right?
Nah. Yeah. But he appreciated your guys' generous love for it.
I'm going to thank him when we get out of here, personally.
That was great.
Absolutely.
It was better than what Jorge made. Jorge, you want to show them real quick what you made?
It got banned. I'm not allowed to use it anymore.
We could always do a little throwback. How you doing, Pop? Everything good?
I'm doing great, man. I'm in a great mood.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
For once, that makes two of
us. Well, that's because you're drinking.
Yeah.
No, I'm like Cat Williams. I only took a sip.
Yeah.
I always think you're sober, and then I forget that you drink.
Gio is never sober.
I barely drink.
Even when he is, he's so burnt that he's in a constant state.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got permanent brain damage from drugs.
That's
awesome. And a couple concussions.
Oh.
I thought you don't smoke weed, right?
No, not anymore. I used to, but then I just forget everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not like productive high. Like I'm not like writing a lot. Like I get high and then I just like walk around and go. Honestly, I go drink and just like go party.
I mean, you look high now.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm fucking chill, dude. This is just my temperament.
Yeah.
I've
never seen
temperament.
Yeah, I've never seen you like on 10. Like,
she doesn't. There is no.
No, she is. She is. When you were at Old Man Hustle.
Okay. No. When I drink, that's when I get excited.
Like, oh, let me introduce you guys real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, Elorando.
Elorando.
And Sienna Yubaro.
Where could you be talking about?
Well, Sienna, I meant to ask you, Ross, your father was he Irish or was
Jewish.
He Jewish? Is he, are
I
you
wish.
Half? Are you
no,
half Jew?
I wish.
Ross Rosenberg?
He's Dutch.
Dutch?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Deutsche.
Punchline.
Dutch oven?
Deutsch.
You guys know what a
he's
Dutch
hot.
Oven is?
My dad's really hot.
He is?
Yeah.
Smoking hot?
Very hot.
Did he get with another woman after he left your mom?
He married twice after.
Was he married to your mom?
No, he proposed, but with no ring.
Ah.
So, like, that's not real.
Was he, like, a fucking artist or some shit?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah.
Do you know where he is?
He's in upstate New York.
Oh, he's
in
close.
Prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's in Sing Sing right now. Get his state number.
I'm waiting for him to die. I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah.
How far up is he? Yeah.
Rochester.
Okay. I know Rochester.
I wish I knew his address so I could dox him, but
for real,
he doesn't invite me. Oh, you know when you really don't like a parent that you're like, okay, I'm waiting for their funeral and I'm not gonna go.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, nope. I mean that's different because like he was kind of like he kind of like abandoned you.
Yeah,
and he's like an asshole. My friend, she like didn't know her dad, and then she like found her dad. He lives in like Thailand, and she reached out and she's like, "Dad, it's me." And he said, "Never contact me."
Wow.
My dad did a similar thing to me.
Who he do that
really?
To?
Yeah.
Whose father was that?
It was my best friend Jamie's.
That's so wild. Yeah. Why does nobody like you guys? That's crazy.
Well, her dad likes her.
My dad likes me. He likes.
Oh, that happened to your friend.
My dad would like you too.
Wait, so your father said that to you?
Oh, he likes blonde white girls?
My father was horrible. Yeah, his wife looks a lot. Hi, mom. We already had a really bad relationship because he's like a narcissist sociopath. Like he tried to get custody of me just to spite my mom. Right. So I stopped talking to him at 17. At 19, I ran out of money. I was living in the West Village and I was like, okay, I was so poor. I had to ask
someone. What year was this?
This was 2019.
2 years ago?
It's 5 years ago.
But then I hit him up and I was like, hey, could you like loan me some money? He gave me a horrible childhood. Could you just loan me $400? And he was like, I would only correspond with you if you were on your deathbed. Dying
Christ.
In a hospital. Yeah. I can pull up the text.
We know you keep receipts.
But why would you need $400 if you're on your deathbed?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's fucking retarded.
You're like, daddy, I'm dying.
Dude, do you know how expensive wakes are and funerals?
Yeah. Well, he said he would only talk to her if she was dying.
But he's now reached out to me since I've started a comedy. When I started modeling, he reached out to me to get Fashion Week tickets. Now that I'm doing modeling, I mean, comedy, he's always reaching out. And I blocked him. But it's crazy.
Damn.
He's sociopath.
Ugh, yeah, it's rough. Yikes. On this rainy, dreary day.
This is what we start off with. Never mind that good mood anymore.
Give me that vodka.
I'm going to chug this real quick.
I knew this would happen if we possibly if we had two women on.
Yeah.
I knew.
Yeah, now we're just all talking about trauma.
Yeah.
Well, me and Elle were talking about trauma before we fucking started.
Well,
it wasn't trauma. Just, you know, sad stuff.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like the guy that you
don't want me to.
Yeah, Derek was spilling out his heart over there. Like, yeah, man, my life sucks, and I was just like
work stuff. We were talking about work stuff.
Oh yeah.
Fuck, this reel is bombing right now. Shit, what'd you say?
Like online stuff or comedy?
No. We were talking about the guy who lit his cell phone on fire.
Oh, the hero. As many say.
Everyone saw the video but me.
Yeah. I didn't see it either.
Yeah, we're going to try to look for it.
Let's run it back. Pull it up.
It was fucking crazy.
There was something like that where like a Buddhist monk lit himself on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's back in the day. That's the Rage Against the Machine. That's their album cover from the first album.
That's peaceful.
It was crazy. Yeah, he was 24. I was like 1999. That's crazy.
Did you find it, Jorge?
No, I don't. Is the full video, like, is the end of the video, like, when he's, like,
his,
ash?
Like, clothes are burning off of him and
no,
because
they
the
bring
floor.
Him to the hospital, so he's so enough survived. Person.
Hell no, he didn't survive.
Well, he died in the hospital. He survived long enough to get to the hospital.
All right, yeah. He died from the burns.
The hospital was right next door to the embassy. Yeah. Too,
oh,
so.
My God.
Oh, wait, where did he do it outside of?
He did inside the Israeli embassy.
Yeah.
And where?
D.C.
D.C.
Yeah. Oh, are there multiple Israeli embassies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one here in New York, too.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Those guys are everywhere, man.
Man.
They're everywhere.
I mean, maybe became, I don't know.
You know what's funny? Like, the people, everybody's take on it and shit is just like, oh, you guys want to joke about everything, but it's not funny when a guy dies for a good cause. I'm like, he killed himself.
Yeah.
He committed suicide.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he was so
and
brave.
And right after he died, Netanyahu came on TV and he was like, we're almost there, guys.
Yeah.
Couple more weeks of bombing. And that's what he said. He said, not a couple more months, a couple more weeks, and we'll be good to go.
Because he yelled out, free Palestine, while he was on fire. And then probably screamed a lot after that.
Well, what about the billionaires that died in the submarine? That's for a good cause.
Right.
That was for the Titanic.
That was
for sure a suicide mission. Maybe they yelled free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
Right before they died.
Right before it imploded.
Nobody heard them in the ocean.
Yeah. Leo, do you believe that there was actually the submarine? I know you're conspiracy theorist.
No, I believe
what
there
do
was
you talk about?
Conspiracy.
You know, people don't believe. No, what you talk about, girl? But you know when, like, you know, the moon landing. Like,
no, I feel like that was staged. I'm not saying we never went to the moon. I feel like we probably went to the moon, and they don't want us to see what's up there. But if you look at the footage and you listen to, like, smart people, I'm not smart, but when I listen to smart people, they're like, it's impossible. Like, everything is wrong about the video. So, like, not like the dots didn't connect with that, right?
They don't want us to see what's
but
up there.
But I don't think, like, they, like, I don't know, it's 100%. The only thing that I feel like was 100% fake was the Holocaust. I feel like that never happened.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. They don't want to see what's up there. That's a joke. Damn,
oh,
we're under 10
minutes.
No,
that was really
good
one.
The Holocaust.
Gio said
make
that.
Make a fucking note of that, please.
Let's run it. Yeah.
No, I just don't think it was 6 million. It was probably, it could have been like, you know, maybe 2 million or a million. I feel like they
inflated
it.
It felt like 6 million.
Yeah.
I wonder like the weather. We went from the submarine and the moon to you just fucking hard left into the fucking Holocaust.
I said I wasn't going to do that this episode.
And the amount of people that died in it.
Well, we don't. I mean, I have a video if you guys want to lighten the mood.
Of the Holocaust? Yes,
let's put it up.
No.
This is the Holocaust. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was a soldier.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was in the Air Force.
Oh.
Man's on fire.
Yeah,
that boy is on fire. They should play that song in the background.
Is he going to get naked?
No, this just makes me
think
of... Doom,
doom.
Wait, why is no one putting out the fire?
So hot in here.
I mean, I feel like it's a hard fire to put out.
Yeah. At what that point, what are you going to do? The fact that he's still standing is really impressive.
Well, yeah, he can't get any oxygen.
The cops are telling him to get on the ground.
Yeah, and pointing a gun at him.
Bro, that looks fake.
It's real.
No, I know it's real, but it's
he's now black.
But the fact that he's still standing is impressive.
Yo, pan the camera. Pan the camera.
He's probably had to be fucked up.
Oh, yeah. On the floor.
He's already dead when they get him?
No, I think he's
They didn't have enough. Water?
No. Does water put out a thing like
is
that?
Is this a white girl with a water bottle? Like,
dude,
oh
this is why you need water guns.
How great would it have been if they had yelled on the gate?
On the gate!
On the gate! Yo, we should that, Jorge. Have John make that.
I would be so mad at my son. Like, you stupid bitch.
You dumbass. Like, what did you accomplish with that?
Nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
You got people to talk about it. And
for
it,
a day, you know, and then no one's going to care in like a week.
You think that? I think it's probably a lot of mental illness. I don't think anyone.
Yeah, for sure. Which also makes me wonder how he got into
the army,
the military. He was in the Air Force.
I don't think they checked that.
Mental illness?
Yeah, well, this is true because I got into the military.
You did?
You did?
I lasted 11 months. I got kicked out, but I should have never been allowed in.
They probably want mental illness, though, because that's what can push you to, like,
kill someone.
Yeah.
Not even kill someone, but to, like, withstand, like, torture.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they break you down in boot camp. The whole thing is to break you down of whatever you know.
I feel like...
turn you into a soldier.
Yeah. Any American should be able to pass any of the military... boot camps, whether it's Air Force, Marines, Army, we should be able to do that.
Did you guys read David Goggins' book?
No.
Okay.
I've listened to him plenty though.
He's like that guy who blew up. He was like a Navy SEAL
who runs a lot.
Yeah.
But he like broke his legs and taped it with duct tape and kept running like a marathon. And for the buds training,
can he still run?
Yeah, but I'm just saying like we'll never be able to do.
Well, Navy SEALs is different.
Oh, okay.
That's like after you join the Marines or the Navy, then you put in for that. That's a whole. Yeah. That's like the elite.
That's
like the real
so
cream
crazy.
Of the crop.
I like half tore a tendon and I'm like, will it ever recover? And this guy broke his leg.
Duct taped it together.
And now he walks. It's like, oh, well, Jesus Christ.
Heroin. Heroin helps with that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm joking.
He definitely was on some opiates.
I totally believe it.
Yeah.
He definitely took some painkillers to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just to deal with that pain, he probably took a little perky.
A little morphine shot. Yeah. But I feel like everybody should be able to do that. It's really not that tough.
Do what?
You should be able to
run with a broken leg.
No, you should be able to complete basic training.
Yeah, but
what
that's
is basic
like
training?
No.
PE like for fucking life.
What do you mean?
Gym for life?
Like, not for life. No, it depends on where you go.
For America,
like for the Air Force, basic training is 6 weeks. Army 8, and I think the Marines
is
the longest with 12.
One,
yeah, and I don't know.
But what do you do?
Like, I guess you would
have
get
to
hot.
Run.
You wake up early.
You have to walk 77 miles with a 77 pound bag on you.
Well, my ankle.
That is not true.
Yeah, look it up. That's for the Marines. Look at Marine boot camp. My cousin was in the Marines. That's what he said they did. Yeah, they had to walk 77 miles with a book bag that weighed about 70 pounds.
You think Omar did that?
Omar Jenkins, he had to if he passed.
Wow.
See?
Omar,
he was a Marine.
Yeah.
Omar Jenkins?
Yeah.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah,
there's
isn't
a few
that
people in the military.
He's looking mad strong.
Matt McCoy, he was in the military. He's a veteran. There's a lot of veterans.
Wow.
I never know.
I'm not
until
seeing
veteran
77
day.
Miles anywhere.
The last one's like, what, 15 miles with a 70 pound ruck or a 35 pound ruck, I would think.
Yeah,
well,
up to.
I'm dyslexic, so it might have been 77 pounds.
So everything is a
7.
What is it?
Yeah, like. People are saying between like 9 and 12 miles at a time, but someone says 165.
Can we not Google anything for the rest of the episode? Whatever I say is just
somewhere. Word. It says 165 miles, but for the whole training.
Yeah, that's probably what you do all together.
Yeah. Okay. I
That's
thought that was
so
the final
funny.
Test.
Maybe they made your cousin do more because he's Dominican.
Or he was just trying to make
run,
it seem like he was more
like
badass. He's like, yeah, we did 77 miles in the snow.
I mean, I think when I was in the Army, I think we...
You were in the Army too?
Yeah, I got kicked
out
after 11 months.
Is this what all drug
addicts
do?
No.
That's crazy.
I wasn't even a drug addict yet.
A lot of veterans do become drug addicts.
What I'm saying is they should have never let me in. I'd already done like 3 years in juvie.
Dude.
And a little bit of time in adult jail. Like the fact that they let me in... It was insane.
Dude, everyone on TikTok that's a woman and that was in the Army, they all have stories about how they were just like raped the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't go.
I never saw any of that.
You never saw?
Was that part of the basic training, Natalie? Look at that. Women have to get raped 77 times.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. 77 cocks.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I would definitely get raped in the
all
Army.
All 7 inches.
I think everyone... I think
crazy.
It doesn't matter.
If someone has killed someone, why wouldn't they rape me?
Yeah.
You know? Or if they're just really stressed.
It is part of
war. Some people go in the Army and like do laundry. You know that, right?
Yeah, but so I feel like if I was a laundry person, I would get raped.
It's
so,
in the laundry
by the
room
other
late
laundry.
Night.
We were talking about Game of Thrones earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like those guys, the leaders would be like, hey, people got raped. It's part of the war. You know, it's like the guys are, you know, they got bloodlust after they kill somebody and they need some, like, they need
pussy.
Something to fall out on. Some fall, and they just rape whoever.
Yeah.
I don't think every soldier does, but I guess that's just always been a thing.
What did you just say? Did you say
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. That's not. That's a fantasy, right? Yeah.
That's my fantasy.
Yeah, you would totally be one of those military people.
I feel that would like rape somebody. Nah.
I feel like during the Vietnam War,
I can't get hard when I'm violent.
I feel like during the Vietnam War, that was happening in the little villages. Mm-hmm. For like, I think they were like barging in. And,
oh yeah,
and Korea. I mean, Korea happened also.
Yeah, I think it happens every day. Yeah.
So you're going to play a Vietnamese woman in a movie one day.
Oh, no, that's
Dude.
Put on the 77-pound book bag on,
you
bitch.
You take rice, you go.
Run, Uma, run.
Errol Randall. How you doing?
Errol Randall. I'm watching The Sopranos, and they did a really funny Asian guy bit on there. The uncle says it.
Oh, the cataract?
Yeah. He says...
No, I drive a Rinkin.
You just said the ending. You didn't...
Oh. Yeah, this is, so a Chinese guy goes to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor says to him, hey, you got cataracts. And he goes, no, I drive a Rinkin.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm watching it again, too. You're like at
is
the
it
same...
Is it that good? Everyone raves about it.
You've never watched The Sopranos?
I've tried. It's not as good as Game of Thrones.
Why do so many comedians like Sopranos?
I think because there's a lot of comedy in it.
Boobs?
Whoa.
What? Yeah.
White comics.
No.
White comics. Yeah.
It's a dark comedy / drama. There's like killing is funny and shit.
And
like
there's
that.
Boobs in it. There's like a lot every of scene. Yeah. I'm rewatching it. I watched it when I was like super young, and then I rewatch it, and it's like, oh yeah, this is why comics love it. There's just
well, you had to watch it. I mean,
but it is good.
Growing up in an Italian household, right? You had your family.
Was your family ever involved in shit?
No, my family is just like a bunch of pussies. I have like a Italian, like a great uncle who's an artist, and that's about as far as we go.
What do you mean by artist?
What does it have to do with the mom? Yeah.
No, I'm just saying it's like the opposite of the mom.
Yeah.
He was an oil painter, and he has like a museum in Paris.
Jesus Christ, that is completely.
Is he single?
Yeah.
See, my Jewish
he's
side
dead.
Of
it.
Might he kill himself? If you don't mind me asking.
No, he's just old.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, my Jewish side of the family, they weren't like jewelers or lawyers. They were like the dirtbag Jews.
Did they go to like synagogues?
Wait, I thought they all were. Sorry.
I mean, oh, yeah,
17 minutes in.
You can make a case for that. No, they sold like fucking cutlery on Essex Street and were like drapists. They made like drapes and shit like that. They like
it's pronounced rapist.
Work. Jeez,
he was putting it all on the line.
Fucking rape.
Good lord.
No, because you know what it was? We were talking about Game of Thrones earlier, and then it just set my mind to that.
And that's why Gio loves it.
Where's the rape in Game of Thrones?
Sansa got raped.
Oh yeah.
And then they would rape the. Remember the Dothrakians were raping women after the war.
Oh yeah, and then the girl tried to stop it.
Yeah.
Khaleesi. Did she stop it though?
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
Damn. Why'd she do that?
Yeah,
she has a good heart.
What the fuck? What else are you supposed to say when that is the.
Judaism.
Yeah, let's go back.
Wait, no.
To Israel,
how did we get
Palestine?
To Game of Thrones though? Like,
he
I have
brought
to
it up out of nowhere.
Well, because no, we were talking about it earlier, and then they mentioned
no. But why did we get there? We were talking about something
Sopranos.
Completely different.
We were talking about Sopranos. Well, no, we were talking about the
Chinese
war,
the Chinese
military
war.
Rape,
military rape. Yeah. That's what. That's
this is literally
talking.
What we were all just talking about. Derek's like, what were we talking
Wait,
about?
Where
we
am
listed
I right now?
18 things.
Yeah, I know. We just Game of Thrones.
We can't stay on the topic. Yeah, I know. We never.
That's
can.
Where it was.
We
but this poor bastard that fucking burned himself is.
Do you think he was a poor bastard for that? I mean, he did it to himself, literally.
I mean,
he has nobody to blame but himself. He can't blame Israel or Palestine. He can't blame the war. That was his choice. Like, you can't be that naive to think that that's going to change the course of anything right now.
It's like killing yourself for 9/11.
Exactly.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah. I mean,
it was an inside
job.
Yeah, and then you realize it wasn't, you know what I mean?
He didn't change anything. You know, he was definitely mentally unstable. And the thing I don't like, they called him brave.
Some girls might think he's hot for doing that.
He was.
What does it matter? He's not going to get fucked now. He burnt off his
What
penis.
Are we doing here, folks?
Burnt off his life.
That was a pun. That was a Lev for
I think any guy
pun.
In a military suit is hot. Or a firefighter outfit.
Anybody that has to deal with fire?
Anyone that has to deal with
Dude, the Soho, dude, the hottest firemen in New York City are the Soho location. Mm. Literally, every time I walk past there, the hottest fucking guys. They look like they're all on riot. Like, they're like,
I feel like Elle just walks by there, even if she doesn't have to go. She's like, no, I'm going to take the long way around.
I would love
to see Station 105.
They're always hanging out outside. I swear. They're
the little,
like
trouser thing.
No, like, but
suspenders.
They're like.
Suspenders.
They're ridiculous. They're like.
Their chest tattoo coming out.
Huge, young, hot. Good hair. They all look like actors
now. Yeah.
And they're brave.
Yeah.
But they're not the type of brave that sets themselves on fire. They're the braves that stop the fire.
Yeah.
I will say, even the firehouse in the Lower East Side, I don't know what engine it is, but those guys would get coffee across the street from Combody like every morning, and they would put us to shame.
They looked
like they were from like a fucking calendar.
Yeah, your coworkers aren't jacked, no?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are jacked. I'm definitely the most out of shape out of all the
it's
trainers.
It's like at Equinox. Like, 100%. The trainers are like, nah. I'm like, I don't want to get trained by you. Fuck, what the fuck?
They all look like
opposite.
They look like Jorge.
Yeah.
But it's like, what has that person done? Like, I have a lot of accomplishments in fitness.
Yeah. It's easier to give someone advice than to take it yourself. Right, like,
I can't trust a person that's not taking it, doing it themselves.
I mean, I don't.
Eric doesn't take his own.
I don't
want to
be in
he's
shape
a good,
anymore.
He's a good trainer.
I don't want to.
We
be
are
in shape.
Old. It's different,
dude. Yeah. I got trained by like a chubby trainer once, and it was like on discount. I don't know if it was because
he was fat.
Was
this even a gym?
Yeah.
Spanish
and
lady?
I got so fucking fit, dude.
Really?
Yeah, my ass was huge. My waist was tiny. I'm like, this girl's a fucking genius. Yeah, she's.
Oh,
like,
it was a fat girl.
Yeah, I would.
Oh,
say.
I was picturing like a fat guy.
No,
I was like, what was he
they
chasing
do over,
you around?
They do work you a lot. Yeah. I need the motivation of looking at a hot bitch being like, oh, I'm gonna look like that, you know.
Yeah.
So you want a woman to train you.
Yeah, or a guy who's jacked. And then I like the sexual tension of being like, oh, you're gonna quit now? And I'm like, no, I'm not, you know.
That's what I never
Sienna lives for sexual tension.
I do.
I never got comfortable. Go ahead.
No, there's a lot of sexual tension at the gym. At any gym, dude. Especially Grindhouse. In dude, Williamsburg.
Well, look at the name.
Guys are wearing tight shorts. Girls, you can see their camel toe. Yeah. It's just like everybody's wearing the least amount of clothes
possible. It's crazy. I'll be at Equinox Soho, and like one time I was like, I literally dripped down my thigh just looking at two guys.
No, I think you were just sweating.
No, they were so
Sienna. You'd have to go to the doctor for that. There's something wrong.
No, literally, I was working out and I like came. Like, I'm like, out of my face. Yeah, I'm like, I'm the perv at the gym. I'm like, do that thing again, Fabio.
I do think it's embarrassing when girls go to the gym and they're like literally all done up and they're just like on the Stairmaster. I mean, they look so fucking hot, but they're like not there to work out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is it not? Or would you just look at her and be like, doesn't matter?
I mean, I don't try to have any sexual thoughts when I'm in the gym. Like,
they're working out their boot. And I'm like, you cannot, there's no way with your boobs out, can you work? Come on.
And then the way that they're stretched too, they'll be,
I know, like, it's so sexy. I'm like, can all the girls leave?
I'm just trying to touch my toes when they're like grinding the fucking pole.
I have
every like workout clothes now, like, does shit to emphasize like the ass. Like they'll put lines under it. And I'm like, is that like a target?
Yeah, you
for
motherfuckers
me to look at?
Walk in the gym looking like X-Men, like fucking superheroes.
Yeah.
Like,
which isn't good
because
then I'm like, I don't actually look that good. It's just the leggings.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like you wear pajamas to the gym.
I do most of the time. I you know what? It's so weird. I get hit on
her dresses like a boy so much. The other day when I bumped into her, I was like, what's up, dude? Fucking. Nice shirt.
I was surprised
you
was looking like this when I walk in. I was like, what the fuck?
Where's
the trench coat?
Well, both Elle and Sienna do go, they go homeless sometimes.
Yeah.
It's hard. We do comedy so much.
Chic.
What am I going to do?
What am I supposed to do? Yeah.
Fucking
I
can't
imagine Elle.
Dude, if I look too good, it's just exhausting.
It is. You have to work so much
I got to look kind of gay.
I have to look homely and like relatable. Yeah.
Doing a great job, Elle.
Thank you.
Great job.
Oh, what did that guy change his name to? He used to be a woman, now he's a guy.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wait.
Elliot. Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot Page.
Yeah, Elliot.
What was his name?
Elle Page.
No.
Ellen.
Ellen. What?
Ellen DeGeneres.
No,
I'm kidding.
It was. It wasn't signed Elliot. It was.
No, it was Ellen. Ellen Page.
It was Elle Page.
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page.
Did she call herself Ellen or Elle?
Yes, Ellen.
Ellen.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the gays know.
Yeah.
What about her? Him?
No, I just said instead of.
Oh, yeah.
I would never transition in a million years. You could not.
Elliot Orlando.
I would rather die.
You look like Eminem.
Yeah, you would. Dude, I would look like Kurt Cobain.
You look like his daughter.
You kind of look a little like Courtney Love right now, actually. Just a tad.
Courtney Love? Do I look like anyone famous?
Courtney Love is horrendous.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah, she's kind of pretty ugly. fugly, but even in her heyday.
She was like,
Oh, no, you're right. I apologize.
She had like the big lips.
I don't remember what she looks like.
Yeah, she looked.
Oh.
Yeah, that looks like me. That's me.
Derek. Ew.
What a chin.
Yo, that looks like Matt Friend wearing a wig and makeup.
Dude, that's funny. Oh. Wait, who do I look like?
You? Pull up Asian woman get shot in head in Full Metal Jacket.
I'm trying to see if you look like a guy. No, because you have a very, I don't know, it's hard to tell.
I have a lot of round features.
Yeah, you have...
I can't really think of anybody.
Yeah.
I kind of can, but I can't
You have round features except for your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I wonder why you came out so Asian. I have a friend that looks... like 100% Asian. Even Asian people think she's Asian, but right. She's German.
Right, right. So I was thinking of a name something... for you over. I was like Ali Wrong instead of Ali
Wong.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ali Wright.
Give it up. Yeah. I'm Ali Wrong. Like how Norman says Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, everybody.
It's kind of cool you can do Asian jokes and not get it.
I know. Like, oh my God. Wait, anecdote.
Well, bro. Watching you on stage is hilarious because you'll do the Asian stuff and then you go right into the N-word stuff. I love it.
I had this guy come to the stand and he was like, I love what you do for the AAPI community. And he had this like group of Asian friends and they were like came out to see me and they took pictures of me. I was like, literally, I'm not Asian. They're like, we don't care.
They really thought you were Asian.
They know that I'm not, but because I'm so Asian passing, they don't care. Like literally, it's always Asian people that come out. It's crazy.
I remember when even after I found out you wasn't Asian, I'll still be saying Asian shit. And you're like, yo, you forgetting I'm not Asian?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to forget that.
You were like, Kung Pao. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
When I was little, I really wanted to be Asian.
Mm. Why?
It was because I loved Mulan. And I did the most like horrific thing. Every day when I was little, I would like hold my eyes back and I would try to like become, I thought I would become
would
Asian.
Would you ever put the tape?
Jesus Christ.
And my,
you ever do that? Would you put I tape did the, on your face?
Yeah, let's not do that.
Dude, it was.
What the fuck?
You never I did know, that? Was that was the funniest
shit I was like
ever.
A kid. I like didn't even know it was bad. I was like, this is how I become Asian. And
that's
like,
so
and
funny.
Your Italian father's is.
My they
going
they saw me like holding
fucking
my eyes.
Hell,
back.
You're not you fucking Italian.
You know how many,
they're
like
you can't be Asian.
You'll never
I don't know
be Chinese.
To...
Yeah.
No, they said a different C word.
Our family's from Rome.
Dude, there's so many white girls that pretend to be Asian on Twitch. Like they'll do these whole anime characters completely white, and then they'll even learn Mandarin.
Or
are
they
Japanese,
like the ones that like fake
the
you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Asian face.
Yeah, yeah.
They do that stuff too?
No, not the NPC ones. They'll just be playing
Ariana
video
Grande.
Games.
Oh, she changed. Oh. Have you
she's
heard her
Asian now? Yeah.
Her voice is so fucking weird.
Hi, I'm Ariana
she's
Grande.
She's completely changed.
I felt like she always talked like that.
No, she used to be like this. Like, oh my God. Like a little black.
Yeah, she always had a black
scent. Oh my God. Like,
isn't she Hispanic?
About? No, yeah.
she's Italian.
Italian.
No, she's Italian.
She's an Italian white girl.
Grande.
And she tried to be like Latina, and then she tried to be black, and now she's trying to be Asian.
Wait, was she like, she's from Southern. She's like from Sicily, I would imagine. Or she's
I think she's Sicilian.
Mediterranean.
She's not actually that dark. She's to tan. If you look at her now.
Pull up, I want to see Asian Ariana Grande.
I think this
is
her real skin color. Maybe it's even like paler.
Yeah, she has like
it's scary.
A picture or like an interview?
Picture.
I don't want to fucking hear what
do Ariana,
did you hear her voice though? It's crazy.
That's not her.
That's her now. Wait,
do it before
I thought that
and
was
after.
Madonna, like a young Madonna.
Oh,
that's her real skin color. When you see her as a kid,
she
would just tan a lot. Like she was my color at some point. Like God is a Woman era, she was like my color.
Even darker.
Yeah, even darker. Yeah.
That Thank You Next song. That's her when she was
that's
young.
That's before. And she just looks Italian.
And her voice now is so insane. She's like, hello, yes. I was like, is this a clone?
What the fuck is going on?
You never know, man.
Hi there, responsible adults, which I highly doubt if you're listening to this. If you're over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you want to get high, really high, super duper legally high, Do heroin. No. Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. I give you my personal endorsement. I am fully relapsed on drugs again. I'm using Delta 8. I'm still paying my rent. I still, you know, my podcast got signed here. Things are great. Don't worry about it. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where the where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com, stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. Use promo code GAS. You're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS, 25% off. Side effects will include possible homosexual activity. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. What a good deal. That's a quarter off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off of YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Possible side effects include possible participation in homosexual activities, domestic violence.
And what drug dealer is giving you 25% off?
None.
It rarely happens.
None.
So when you got a legal drug selling company giving you 25% off, you have to jump on.
Absolutely.
You don't
Once I find
like
out
that.
Where this office is too, we're going to do a fucking home invasion on them. We're going to rob them.
100%. And we're taking 100% of what they have.
Absolutely.
100% off.
100% off. And Gas we'll be, Digital.
And then we'll be selling it for twice the price with no deals in the streets.
Let's get back to the show.
Let's go. You never know.
I don't know. You get famous enough and people are like, yeah, that's a good idea. Just be Asian. You know, like everyone's like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're going to take over soon, so might as well pander to them.
That's true. Yeah. I'm going to be fine, bro.
Yeah, you're good. You're straight
here.
You guys are fucked. You guys are first to go. They might keep me in like the labor camps, but you guys are out of here.
I know. I got to get a tan.
Yeah, that'll, dye your hair black.
No,
wear
I'm
yellow,
something.
Wear brown
I'm
contacts.
Something.
You grew up in the rough part of Chicago, right?
Not even.
Yeah, what?
Not even.
Yeah,
close.
That was so. So you're the, from the hood, right? How's it like growing up in O Block? O Block.
How close were you to that area?
To the hood?
Yeah.
It depends. It depends. Because I grew up next to like a bad neighborhood, but I was in a nice neighborhood.
Right.
And then I was also nice next to like the nicest like Lake Forest. That's
so you
where
were in between.
It was
poor
like a normal, yeah, like
middle class
as class, they say.
You grew up middle class.
Middle class, yes, but very safe. You know, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a bigger bubble. So it was, I mean, it was totally fine. I don't know. And then,
so never no run-ins with nobody, nothing. You never got robbed. Any of your friends on dope?
Oh, for sure. I mean, a couple kids got like stabbed in high school for like bad drug deals. There was always like,
hilarious.
Dude, there was we had a really bad heroin problem.
I feel like a lot of the country did for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So we got that, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think I had like a lot of sketchy stuff happen. Like I've had a couple men like follow me home in New York. Like
I'm sorry about that. I'm unapologetic. I was bored.
Follow you all the way to the door?
No, but they were following me. And then I would like cross the street and they cross the street, cross the street, they cross the street. And then I took a cab.
Never crossed the street.
Were they white also?
Honestly, I couldn't identify them.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, why should you cross the street?
I don't want to say it was mostly black guys.
I can't remember. It was dark.
It's funny, like both of you guys are just dodging black people hanging on the curb.
Yeah,
he's like, well, if she doesn't feel safe, I don't feel safe either.
Dude, honestly, it doesn't even matter. A guy comes up to me, I'm running away.
Yeah, because you stick out at night. Like somebody could see you from miles away.
Yeah.
Like blonde hair, white. Well, it's just like
looking like a fairy.
Yeah.
Just floating through Brooklyn.
Yeah. Like that's why I've been wearing like a cap at night because no one like fucks with me anymore.
just don't shower. No,
I love that you think it's your cap.
It is. I think.
You're like in the mirror at home. You're like, no one's going to mess with me.
Nobody's going to touch me today.
No one's touching me today. I got my lucky hat.
I'm going to wear my hat. I'm not wearing deodorant. I'm safe.
I'm
here.
Safe.
She's like,
I don't know.
Big flannel, check.
I know. The check. Big flannel doesn't do anything. They're like, we know what's under there.
Yo, I hate hearing those stories because I want to be like, you guys are just paranoid or you guys.
No, it's true.
But then, like, because I got a daughter and I'm just like, I would hate to hear that from her.
Yeah.
Like her telling me, he's like, yeah, I was over here and this guy was being weird. Cause then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go on a killing spree.
Yeah.
You know, even if I was like I had this conversation with another father who has a daughter. And I was like, if you saw your daughter getting jumped by other women, what would you do?
I'm jumping in.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I'm like, I don't want to hit a woman.
I'm beating the shit out of them
bitches. If you're causing pain to my daughter, I'm going to at least punch you in the chest. Yeah. You know what I mean? I might not hit you in the face, but I might like.
What are you talking about? Men?
A fight is a fight.
Yeah.
You want to fight?
My little brother was getting beat up by like a girl that was like 3 years older than him and like had 100 pounds on him. And I just fucking kicked her right in her head.
Yeah.
If you're going to like fight someone like.
I mean, I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I'd do it now too. Like, if I saw you girls getting beat up, I'd help.
Yeah, really? I'd help you guys.
Yeah, I'd help you out.
I got pepper spray. I wouldn't get beat up.
Do you keep it on you?
At all times.
You keep that shit ready to roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in my backpack. You had your hand on it when the guys are following you? You're like, let's go.
Well, I didn't have it at that point. Now I got it. Yeah. You need it.
See, being like, back off. Ah. Spray yourself.
Dude, I can understand why some people carry a gun illegally now.
Right.
Like before, it was more of a thing where it's just like protection. But like now, I'm like, just all the shit that's going on, especially with all the migrants in New York, and you hear the stories. But they're fucking setting people up and robbing people.
Oh my God.
They're just like robbing people. It happened to us. Somebody, like some lady comes up and is like,
oh, they tried to roll us one night. It was hilarious.
There was like two guys right in front of the stand.
You guys?
Yeah.
It was me, him, Chris from Brooklyn, and somebody else.
I forget who.
Yeah. Yeah. It might have been, no, it wasn't Nick Talali, but we were standing out in front of the stand, and there was a bunch of migrants across the street, and there was two guys in like those, those ski masks on the side.
Yeah.
And this lady walks up to us, and she's just like, bathroom? Some African lady said, bathroom? And I was like, no, they're closed.
They
and
like
she's
wanted like, us to let them like, in, and then they were going
to. To the stand?
Money, yeah, into the stand. Yeah. It was they closed down and everything, and then she goes like, money? And I'm like, nah, sorry, can't help you. And all the guys are looking at us at this time. So we're just like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. And luckily, I was parked right there in the front.
Oh, were you in your car?
No, we were just standing out in the front. Yeah. But I'm like, yo, Derek's like, yo, let's get the fuck out of here.
Is it those people on the train where like the woman is like 5 foot and then she's like a toddler on her back that's like dragging on the floor? She's probably. Like, chocolat.
Chocolat.
Dude, those people are so short, but they're not like little people. How are they
They're
so short.
They're so short. She's like, chocolat. It's crazy. I'm like, why are you?
It's because they come from the jungles and they're bred to like go under the vines and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I totally made that up. That is not true.
I believed you immediately.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well, most
I did.
People from Central America are usually short, like Salvadorians.
They're short with big heads. Yeah. Look at Jorge.
What do you think is, why do you think they're all here? Like, is there
why? Because they're.
I have some theories.
Their own country doesn't want them.
You hear
isn't
my theories?
Isn't it our mayor or something?
It's our president.
It's our president.
It's the country. Yeah. So
letting them in.
Yeah, I've heard that drug cartels are paying Congress, or like these people are paying Congress to let these people in, to either get them out of their country or to just let people in here.
This is another conspiracy.
Well, I mean, there's some legs on it, though.
I think that
because you seen that guy that he was going through the border, and the guy records him. He's like, "You so stupid. You don't know who I am, but you're gonna find out who I am."
Oh, when
and then it was an ISIS guy. It was a guy from ISIS.
Like, was it when his boys were sitting down, and he was like, "It was like during the day, a video or no?"
It was something out in the desert.
What the fuck is going on in this country? We're just letting people run through the fucking borders and
that too, because those guys are allowed to vote now.
All the migrants?
So I think they're letting them all
what
in
the
to
fuck
to
are
get
we
voters.
Doing? This is such
there's always
a bad
something
idea.
Around an election. Always something.
Well, the thing is this, is that a lot of these Democrats are going to think the migrants will vote Democrat, but a lot of them are going to like the kind of shit that Trump says.
Nah, I don't even think they're going to pay attention. I think they're looking at the people who are feeding them and clothing them and be like, hey, come over here and vote, pick this person.
Dude, even when the ex-cons got the right to vote in New York again, when fucking Cuomo fixed it like 5 years ago, like everybody, like almost every ex-con I know, black, white, Spanish, is like fucking Trump.
And that's why they're going with the
migrants
now.
Trump got a lot of you guys out of prison too, right?
He got Kodak Black out of prison.
He got Kodak like, I heard Wayne. like a couple thousand convicts out of prison.
Yeah, he did. He had the black lady on the.
I think it was like 7,000. It's been crazy.
That day, that lady did like 20 years for cocaine trafficking. And he let her go. Yeah. Cut her loose.
He was a smart guy.
And she was like,
smart move.
Do you think it's going to cause a civil war?
A civil war?
It's possible.
With the.
Nah.
If he wins?
No one's going to fucking fight.
No one's going to do shit.
Liberals are going to fight.
No,
we
I
have
mean,
nothing.
Like, with the migrants and like the.
and then people who are like, what the fuck?
What do I think is going
to
happen?
I saw this video of this woman, her mom, it's a mom, and like they kicked all the kids out of school so the migrants could like live in the school. So all these kids in this high school in Manhattan have to go to school remote now.
It's insane. Yeah. So basically,
she was recording them while they were walking in, and like, you see these fucking people?
Yeah.
Obama kicked out more people than any other 100%. President. Yeah. And then, you know, Trump sent some people out too, but basically, I guess what Biden's trying to do is like, not be up there with Obama. He's just letting people stay. That's what's happening, right, Jorge?
Yeah.
For the most part,
yeah.
Well, are our options? Just Trump and Biden? That's it?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Yeah.
What do you mean? Come on.
Well, I can't be Biden.
No shit.
So it's going to be Trump, and then we're all just going to be like...
Listen, Sienna, both of you. Uh-huh. Be honest. Those 4 years he was in office, how was your life going?
Well, I was a teenager.
Okay, so it was great.
I mean, I was doing fine.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom lost her mind, though. She
My mother, too.
My mom became a conspiracy theorist.
My mom did, too.
Yeah, my mother called me the other day. She goes, I fucking voted for Nikki Haley. She's like, fuck him. And I'm like, what do you...
I want Bobby Kennedy to win.
He's not going
to
win.
Yeah, I know. Why wouldn't he win,
He
though?
Won't win.
Is it because he's a weird voice?
He's just not going to win. We're in a bad spot here in America. And I'm not even a big politics guy, but I just want to have some fun while we're still here until that asteroid hits.
I guess Trump is the only person that Putin really likes, so...
I mean...
I have no idea what's going to happen. Probably the world's going to end soon anyway.
I mean, I hope we're not here for that.
Did you guys see J-Lo's new movie?
No.
Dude, she needs to stop. She needs to just, like, give up.
Put it on later with Kate
on Amazon. What's it about?
It's just, I don't even know. It's the worst movie.
Isn't it a music video? The whole thing's a music video.
Basically, it's a music video, but it's under the guise of a movie.
All of her songs fucking suck.
No, it's so bad.
She was never a good singer.
No, but I feel like she's making it because the world's going to end.
It's not even, like, the sound of her voice. It's, like, the quality of the music. Like, it's, like... I love you. Oh, yeah. I love you. Oh, yeah. I'm like,
who approved this?
Who fucking on SNL? Well,
you just sound like you're hating now.
No. It's literally the worst shit I've ever seen.
Oh, it's horrible talent.
From the top. You know, I like it. Like,
I can think of at least 17 TikTokers that could be, I mean, at least 100, better. Honestly.
How old is fucking J-Lo now? 60?
I think she's 50.
She doesn't know what the fuck is going on. The thing with J-Lo is that she was the shit back in the day.
I mean, it's the same thing with the Madonna. Like, they just don't want to give up.
Madonna is a fucking freak of nature now. I don't care what anybody... She looks demonic. Disgusting. It's
J-Lo's,
horrible.
Yeah, because she won't let go. You got to let go.
Well, she's also 55. Like a Satan worshiper.
I seen her outside of the stand.
Madonna?
Yeah, when she went to one of the Chappelle nights and they were letting her in through the side entrance.
Because she's so fucking
Joe,
ugly.
Joe's like... He's like, yo, watch out. Somebody's walking through. And I look back and she's there with this big fucking fur coat and her face just looked so, even with the glasses on, like you could see like the caked up makeup and all that shit that she was using.
And she just kidnapped the kid from Africa.
Yeah.
And he's like trans now.
Dude, now, I don't trust those people.
Have you seen her son?
She does a lot of satanic rituals on stage.
Pull up Madonna's son, Jorge.
She has like 18 children.
Yeah.
They're all from...
Every time I hear like after the Epstein shit, when I hear like these celebrities like adopting all these kids from all these poor countries, I'm like, you're probably a pedophile too.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, her boyfriend's like, what, 19?
That's her son.
That's her son.
But her boyfriend looks the exact same as him and he's like the same age.
It looks like they put a little extra stretch on her face in that one.
How old is Madonna's boyfriend?
But I think he's young. But like when 21. I was,
that's her son or her boyfriend?
That's boyfriend.
Oh God, he looks like a guy I would turn down.
But I thought that was a side at first.
She's been with him since he was like 18.
And she's not getting shit for this grooming
none of
young
them,
men.
None of them.
I think she has. Like
she
not
has?
In the same way, but I've heard people complain about it.
Yeah, she has had some, because it's like, because I think a lot of people thought that was her son.
He's 29.
He's 29. Oh. And she's been with him since he's 18?
Since he was,
17. Ugh.
It was 16. Young. Especially because she's like 60-something.
You think she just uses him for his adrenochrome?
I don't know.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know about the adrenochrome?
What is that?
That's that baby's blood.
It's not baby blood. It's just something that your brain produces. That's like it keeps them young, they say.
that's totally and why that, she has all these kids.
And that,
and it's not working.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres was on it. That's why she looks so good. And
she doesn't look good either. Good.
Well, she looked after she stopped getting the adrenochrome during COVID.
She looks like
they said she fell off. She fell off once because it was
the supply ranch.
It's in other people's blood.
Well, the thing is like they get it from kids because their adrenochrome is better. Don't you didn't listen to QAnon? You didn't read QAnon?
It's not even
book.
Just QAnon. It's this before is like knowledge. QAnon. Yeah. It's no. It's like known. This is like
scientific
a known thing.
You need to be careful. You have a career, buddy.
Oh yeah, I'm totally gonna do it.
Are you a pedophile, Sienna? Every time I meet somebody that wants to be really famous, I'm like, well, you're trying to go to those kid fucking parties, huh?
Sienna, do you want to be famous or no?
Yeah, well, we can cut this part. Okay,
I mean, that's kind of like a weird question when you work in entertainment. Like, technically, that's just is what is going to come with
any type of
success.
I think it's all different, though, now.
Like, you think none of us will really truly be successful unless we're famous?
I feel like you got to do some fucked up shit.
I feel like we can make some good money without being like... plastered all over.
I
want to
be plastered all over.
I'd rather be rich than famous. That's
I'd
my
rather
thing.
Be famous than
I appreciate your honesty.
I'll marry rich.
You could, yeah, but you're a girl, so it's different.
That's you're not going to
But like for a guy, it's not like, no. Yeah, I'm fine with being famous and then some, you know, some
I think
mediocre looking old lady wants
to
fuck me, you know?
It's like before, like movies would make you a movie star and shit.
No,
like,
they don't.
They, no, don't. They don't. Like
shows don't even make people
I mean, like
anymore.
Podcast clips, reels, like all that shit.
And all the actors are all pissed. They're like, all these TikTokers at the award shows. And it's like, okay, well, they're more entertaining than you.
You guys, you should watch the Theo Von and Tim Dillon had a good clip on like acting and comedy and how like the last generation of like big actors might be like just like that Timothée Chalamet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
like
all
he's
changing.
The next level. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
or,
that,
or it's going to end with him.
That's good. It's going to end with him. Yeah. You should. I'll send you the clip. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can get that, Jorge, we'll play it.
Look, Tim Dillon, Theo Von.
Adrenochrome isn't real. I love you.
Hollywood.
I love you, Hollywood.
But do you think you have, like, when they say sell your soul, right? Like, most people think, like, oh, there's an actual devil. There is, but, like, it's like you're signing a contract with the devil, right? But I think it's more like they have you doing things that kind of fuck up your morals, that you're morally against.
My morals are already fucked.
Yeah, same.
Oh no, I know that about you. Yeah, you'll do anything to be famous. I know that.
Yeah, he would. He totally would. So we should cut out this whole part.
He's like, no, this is gold, right?
This will stay behind it.
When you guys get on SNL in the future, I'm gonna play this.
I will never be on SNL.
See, I could be. So
you could. For
what do you need from me?
You could.
I want to shut up.
Especially with the Asian stuff, that's what gets you.
Asian, black, gay. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I mean, but I don't want to. I would never want to. If I were to become famous, would I be mad? No, I wouldn't. But if I could just like buy a house with the stuff I do for fun, that would be great.
I'm good with making like 6 figures a year.
What?
Off of comedy. I'm fine. Okay. You know what I mean? Being a millionaire, and obviously I get it. Like there's some people who are thousandaires that like make 6 figures that wish they were a millionaire. But I don't have that in me. I'm too lazy and unmotivated to want to be like that rich.
I want a beautiful apartment in Manhattan that looks like it's in the suburbs.
Mm.
You know
That's
what I mean?
That's not going to happen.
That I totally could happen.
In Manhattan?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
That looks like a suburb.
And what are you shooting for, Al? No roommates?
Yeah.
Like, I really like Green Point.
I just want security detail. When
no,
I, walk the
I mean, I don't know. I just want to be good at stand up.
There we go.
Okay, same. What? I feel like I'm getting crazy. I overcompensated with the fame stuff because we said Madonna's ugly.
You're just pandering right now.
You know, I just want to be a club comic. No, I mean, I want to do all the things, get past all the clubs. Like, it's so fun, but I also want like big checks.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll, and those will come from the movies, I feel like.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I think the road pays more.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Than movies. Yeah.
Like to me, like I know this, but I would rather be a Dave Attell than a Bert Kreischer. Because I don't have that Bert Kreischer type of energy where I want to be constantly around people and the life of the party and it's just like. And I heard he's just like he's cool, but some comics said he's.
Oh no! But he has a compound. He has
a
compound.
So does,
what's a compound?
It's like it's like an estate.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Fences.
Like what you grew up on in Chicago.
Yeah. Apparently he has like horses and shit.
Yeah.
But you don't want a horse?
Yeah, but horses
I
are
really
not that.
Feel
I can
like
get that in Dominican Republic. Like I can
bring
just
it
like
to your compound.
A caballo.
My compound is going to be in the Caribbean. If I have a compound, I'm doing it in Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Because it's way cheaper and it's away from everybody.
I wouldn't mind a house in Westchester.
I wouldn't either. I want a slow life. I don't want to have to work all the time. I'd rather be like, okay, I'm going to do these weekends. I'm going to shoot this movie. I don't want to have to like schlep all the time like...
I love it. You said that's a Yiddish word right there. Schlep. Let's go.
I don't
want
to schlep all the time.
Hang around with the right people.
That's right. Yeah, you're fucking picking up the language.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you get to a certain level of fame, they won't let you leave. It's almost like a gang. Because it's like you're a cash cow now. It's almost like Britney Spears. When she wanted to cut back and just be a mother, they're like, no. And then what'd she do? She shaved her head. You know what I mean? Just to get the attention.
Yo, that bitch is out of her mind.
Yeah,
what
but dude,
my mom says that
was done by bro.
She was a
Mickey Mouse actor. Then she became a fucking a singing superstar.
You think she just wanted to chill out and be a mom?
Yeah,
dude, she got mad because her fucking husband cheated on
her.
No, and she lost it. And I completely get it.
She just wanted to have a regular life, and they didn't let her. She was tied. Yeah. She was married to the game. Just like you saw Rihanna. Rihanna did the Super Bowl with a fucking, with a pregnant belly. There's no breaks.
It was a song she did like 10 years ago. So it's like, she's chilling. Rihanna is like, that's a great life just to do whatever you want. Yeah. I mean,
she's not releasing music, right? No.
What?
She hasn't released music
anymore. No, she's like fucking makes like perfume and shit now.
Yeah. I don't think.
She's making
like
the money other ways.
No. Yeah. Sounds like the music industry is like super toxic and.
Not just any entertainment.
I feel like everything is
comedy
just...
feels like I'm so happy I want to be a comedian and not a fucking singer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think it's worse?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
We don't like reach levels of fame like a singer does, like Billie Eilish, who has 300 million followers as a comedian.
Yeah, I think
a singer.
I mean, no comedian will reach that.
But
yeah.
Also, like the chances of even like becoming that as a singer is, you know.
Because everybody wants to be a comic now. But people say this all the time. Comedians want to be musicians and musicians want to be comedians.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Like you see John Mayer, he'll be opening up, you know, doing shows with Dave Chappelle. And they're like, he's trying to be funny on stage.
And they're some of the most autistic people.
I think every guy wants to be a comedian, though.
Yeah.
Well, every guy thinks they're funny.
Yeah, every guy thinks they're funny.
I wanted to be a musician first. I wanted to be a comedian when I was younger. But I'm like, oh, no, I'm not funny enough.
I feel like we all wanted to be musicians at some point. Because it's the quickest way to convey your feelings. Right. You know what I mean?
And it was easy because you could just make music at home.
Exactly.
Like, you didn't have to go out to a bar or open
mic. We had to do like ambush bar shows.
Oh, yeah.
What? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather like have a single on like hit.
Well, you got pipes. You can sing.
Thank you. So let me join your call because I can do it all.
I think you should put a fucking comedy song out.
Yeah, I'm gonna release a song one day.
Like a little 60-second.
Yo,
fucking
we spit some bars on it.
Yeah.
If she'll have us, if she'll let us spit bars.
Maybe.
You could talk about rape, well, I guess.
From and you'll
I save that
heroin.
For my comedy. when I'm rapping, I'm talking about drugs and killing and, you know, smacking bitches. And then comedy, you know, drugs.
What's your dream, Derek? You want to be a movie star?
I mean, I have been.
Derek's a good actor, by the way.
Getting. I know.
You guys don't know he's a great actor.
I know he's great.
Every time I talk to somebody, they
I feel
does
like
a sketch
whenever
with,
I see sketches same. With you in it, you're good.
Thank
you're
you.
Good
I,
in
I,
that. I was surprised. I had no idea.
That.
I had no idea.
Wait, if I leave for 1 second, will I get in trouble?
No, what do you got to do, pee?
No, my agent called me.
Jesus Christ, get the fuck out of here.
I'll be really fast.
How much?
And see if you can get me a meeting with them.
Okay.
I need management.
10 more minutes?
Now. Do your thing. Yeah, we'll be out of here in like 10, 15 minutes tops.
Are we doing the
short one? I have to go. I got to be out of here by 6, so we got 20 minutes.
All right, yeah. So we'll just, if anything, we'll do like a little longer episode and then just double it up like the other one.
I mean, if Sienna asked a question, but she's gone now. I mean, I would just hope that fucking live financially comfortable.
Yeah.
I hope I live.
Yeah.
Yeah, living
I'm grateful.
Is cool.
Yeah.
Living.
Just living.
Being able to walk. How many listeners do you guys have?
Not many.
That's cool.
Like 3,000.
3,000.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
You think so?
That's good. How long have you been doing it?
2 years.
2 years. A year here and then a year spread out on the early one.
3,000 is good.
We have a grassroots following.
I've got recognized from the podcast.
Oh,
even in Long Island, which was dope. So
that's cool.
That's exciting. You know, he's had a, you know, some weirdos go after him.
Yeah, Damn, we can't really
talk
about it.
I got in trouble for that.
I don't know. Is this episode?
I think we can talk about it now.
Is this app going to stay behind?
Is there like a
no,
lawsuit?
This is public.
This one's going to be public, right?
You think he still watches? I thought you blocked him from the page.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we can move on from this.
Dude, there was I had like a psycho guy. This is the first fan I ever had, and he has full blown schizophrenia. Okay. And he would DM me and he would say, "Hey, Dave Chappelle is stealing all of your jokes. Don't worry, I am harassing him until he stops stealing all of your jokes."
Jesus
and
Christ.
I'm like, please. No. And he would do that with all these famous comedians. And I'm like, please stop.
That is hilarious. No, you're like, you message Dave Chappelle, you're like, I have nothing to do with this. Dave Chappelle calls you, he's like, "Hey, L,
heard you doing my nail polish joke about your father not approving."
El Orlando, you think I'm stealing your material?
Yeah, dude. It's so insane.
What was the wildest?
That would
DM
be hilarious.
Don't say, not like, besides like somebody sending you dick pics or some shit. What was the wildest DM besides the Chappelle shit?
I think someone once said that they said that my skin looks so soft that they would love to wear it.
Jesus Christ.
Such a hack. What's such a hacky fucking. You should have told him, Matt. But yeah, come up with something better than that, you fucking
wear?
Weirdo.
I mean, yikes. I don't know. I feel like when men say that, they mean it, you know?
we never talk about women say stuff like that, too.
Yeah, but they're not going to skin you alive.
You don't know that.
Women? You're going to let a woman skin you.
Women women make those type of threats more when they're mad than when they're obsessed.
Right, you know what I mean?
It's more like, "Oh, you cheat on me, I'm going to cut your dick off."
I mean, that's wild that guy
put it on my pinky finger.
Wild like that, saying Dave Chappelle is stealing all your material.
No, that was hilarious.
Yeah. And then I block him, and then years later, I start a podcast, and he immediately follows it. And I'm like, how the fuck did you find this?
Just waiting.
Oh, he's watching. He's got those Google alerts. He's got the L Orlando Google alerts.
It's so wild. It's probably like one of your friends. I always wonder.
You think it's like a troll? I'll probably troll my friends one day. I'm going to use that shit. Like, "Yo, you using fucking, Dave Chappelle's using your jokes."
I've trolled my friends on social media before from a fake account, but I just say things like, "You're not funny."
No, this guy, he writes like paragraphs on paragraphs on paragraphs all day long.
It scared you.
Yeah, because you're like, you're mentally insane. He used to be friends with my friends from home. He met them in college.
Wow,
and
this is close to home. It's kind of what happened with me.
Yeah, he had a bond.
And they said he was normal in college, but then he went off his medication, and now he's this.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So yeah, you'll bump into him around Washington Square Park soon, where the other ones hang out.
Dude, it's really fucked up how people like throw around like bipolar and like schizophrenia and stuff. Like when you meet like a real bipolar person, like my psychiatrist was like, "Oh, maybe you're bipolar." I'm like, bipolar. I literally told her I was like happy, and she's like, "Why?" I'm like, "I don't know." And she's like, "Maybe you're manic." I'm like, "What?" What?
That is the shit that happens nowadays. Though.
Have you met a manic person before? I go to sleep at 10 p.m. I wake up, I go to work. I'm like, I have friends. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you talking? I feel like psychiatrists are just throwing out bipolar to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, the diagnoses that I've had are off the wall. They've diagnosed me with like borderline personality disorder. I'm like, not even close, motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Maybe if you fucking like were treating me while I was on drugs, but then you wouldn't give that diagnosis. You would wait till I was sober. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess they were trying to pump you full of medicine too?
Yeah, they're like, "Oh my God, my psychiatrist has tried to put me on all these medications."
Because
they
get
like,
money off of it.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel good when I'm not on any medication.
Mm.
And they're like, "Interesting. So what about Prozac?"
You ever try Zoloft? You know what it is? It's the drugs you're trying. The ones from our pharmaceutical company, they'll work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all they do.
They're like, "How do you feel about..."
That's why I don't trust doctors anymore.
"How do you feel about Adderall?" You're like, "Okay,
got it." Dude,
Xanax, Ambien.
Have you
Adderall.
Ever done Adderall?
Oh no, I have really bad ADD. That's why everyone thinks I'm high all the time, because I'm genuinely like confused, and just not paying.
So you
attention.
Are on Adderall?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Oh, you take Adderall?
Yeah.
Are you prescribed?
I have ADD.
It?
Yeah. Really? I've taken
Derek's
it since
need
I was
some.
15.
Yeah. He's thinking about it. Yeah,
I mean, I don't need it for me. There is an Adderall shortage in this city, though. I hear about it every fucking day.
So how are you getting your Adderall?
Well, I'm not who's telling your doctor? You guys. No, I figured out a hack, and I'll tell you guys off air because I'm not gonna. I'm not
is
gonna.
His name, is his name?
No, there is a hack.
Is his name Mike Figgs?
I know. No. The hack is that. Oh, that was funny. I just got that. You should have said left fur.
I was gonna say. I thought that afterwards. I was like, damn, why I shit on Figgs? I like
that. Would have been so much better. I think it's the 10 milligram pills that are the shortage. So if you get 20s, they usually have them. And then, you know, you just got the, you break them in half, but.
I'll tell you the secret afterwards. I just, you know, if you, it's like that thing on TikTok, like all these surfers, like saying like, oh, this is like the best beach to surf in California. And then everyone goes there and it ruins it. Yeah. Right, so that's, right. I can't ruin it for all the people who actually have ADD.
Oh, and there's going to be a lot of people on that watch this that definitely want some Adderall.
Yeah, but none of them live in New York.
And none of them have ADHD. They just want to fucking, they're all cokeheads on the low.
Fucking Gavin Matz fucking has a good joke about how it became ADD to ADHD. He's like, when did they sneak that extra letter in there? He's like, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Well, actually, they removed it. And I.
Now it's back to ADD?
It's just ADD.
So no more ADHD.
It's just all ADD. But yeah, I don't really. I think that's for sure why everyone thinks I'm high all the time. Because, like, so I read a book. Well, I listened to it because I couldn't read it. But. But they said that, so when guys have ADD, they're very, like, overtly, like, hyperactive. So they're, like, fidgety, they're moving, they're, like,
rocking
high energy,
back and
blah,
forth
blah.
In their fucking yeah, chair, yeah. Like me right now.
Yeah, it's like that. And then, like, women who have ADD, they're hyperactive in their head. So they're actually more of a low energy on the outside, but then hyperactive mind.
But, like, depressed in your bed, fucking.
No, I'm not depressed.
Looking at your phone. The way she said, I'm just trying to fucking.
No, I'm not depressed, Derek.
I'm happy. I'm fucking.
No, but
peaceful.
when it hits you though.
What?
Like when you're battling with ADD.
Oh, it's really bad.
So, like, but you look beat up on the outside.
No. Like when I had, I think overall.
I'm just trying to figure out for my women. Girl. Yeah.
You're just like, they're just like.
So you don't cook, you don't clean when you're off the meds.
No, I.
Because that's what you said. She's like, yo, she's not cooking. She's not
ADD
cleaning.
ADD is like fucking mommy's little helper from back in the, like, Alavel or whatever the hell that shit was, the original Xanax.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I do. It's more like you get paralyzed in your own thoughts.
In your own anxiety.
And you can't do anything.
I get it.
But.
I get that.
That's how I used to feel when I couldn't get heroin.
Yeah. You have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like I didn't want to move. And then, like, I would have no energy. I'd be in my bed, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm just calling everybody. And as soon as I can secure a sale, where
you
I'm
feel
like,
a
this guy's,
bit better, yeah.
I get so I'm like, let's go, let's yeah. take a shower, yeah. let's go. But I didn't, I still don't have the drugs in my system, but just the thought of it was like, let's
fuck. Oh, yeah, well, it's the whole ritual part of it. The thing is, but yeah, once you know you're getting it, you will feel a little bit better. Like, for me to not move, I'd have to be so sick because I'm using every ounce of energy I have. To try to get more drugs.
Wow.
Just to get my medicine.
I was like that, you know, with weed recently when I quit.
So
I remember.
So I could cure my ADD.
You're a little ADD.
Nah, he does not have ADD.
No.
I'm the one with the fucking ADD.
Yeah. $60 kilos. That's right. The unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along into existence.
Not even 60, Young Buck.
That's right. $60 kilos. That is a kilogram of Kratom powdered, the finest fake heroin in the world. $60. For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all try to solve the $60 kilo problem, and Yo Kratom figured it out. And now, thanks to the sheer brilliance of Yo Kratom, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60 and a prescription to the On the Gate podcast. That's OTG. You get a 7-day free trial. How did you solve the legendary 60 kilo problem, Gio?
Well, first off, I just want to mention, with $60, you can only get 6 bags of heroin, and at the right person, maybe a bundle.
Maybe you get an extra bag.
And maybe an extra bag. But you're getting an entire kilo of this shit, and it's not as addictive as heroin. It's way more fun. If you're a writer, if you're creative, this will definitely help those juices get flowing in your brain. So it's definitely like a motivator, and it's an enhancer. So you definitely want to do some Yo Kratom and buy the whole key. Don't buy an ounce, don't buy a gram, buy the whole kilo. You save money. 60, what is that? You know what I mean? Like an average person can afford that on 3 hours of work.
That's right. Let's go. Yo, Kratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, bitches. Yeah, what were you saying though?
Oh, like the same thing with weed sometimes. Like when I was smoking weed a lot, sometimes like I'll wake up early and I'll have no weed. And I wouldn't get out my bed until my weed man hit me back. And it was just weed. And he'll be like, oh, come through. But like in my head, I didn't find the motivation to get out of bed.
Yeah, you need to. The book says you need to do like push-ups or get really active to like jolt your system out of it. But
I think that's also addiction,
you know?
I mean, when you get older, you become more emotionally intelligent. If you're working on yourself, you could feel when these things are starting to happen. You may not be able to stop like being depressed, but you may be able to be like, I am depressed. I need to get up. I need to eat. I need to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
All that happy horseshit.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's the best part.
You never been arrested before, right?
Yeah, I've been arrested.
You have?
Yeah.
All right. What happened?
I was just like drunk, you know. I just would drink a lot when I was younger, and I just got arrested at a music festival for underage drinking. And then
Who was playing?
I was at a country music festival. I love country music.
Do you really?
I love it.
Yeah. Who was it?
I thought you listened to like EDM and house music for some reason.
Ew. Oh, that's so disgusting. No, it was a music festival, so I don't know who. There was a ton of, you know, country.
It was like Rascal Flatts and shit like
Jelly
that.
Roll.
Yeah, it was a lot of like.
You like that shit? You don't look a day over. Fast.
I love country music, but I like Jason Isbell, like Chris Stapleton.
Do you fuck with Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. You never heard of Jelly Roll? He's like a rapper slash country guy. He's like what Post Malone wants to be.
I have no idea who Jelly Roll is. Oh, dude, yeah. But Jelly I do Roll's like awesome. Rap. I like rap music, too.
So you get drunk at this country festival.
I get drunk. I get arrested. And then I guess this wasn't really a real arrest. That was just like a drinking ticket. But the other time I got arrested was because I had a warrant out for my arrest because I missed court.
Oh, you had a bench warrant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just looking for.
She's like, we're Italian.
We're questioning you about a double homicide on O Block.
So you had a warrant out for missing court for the drinking ticket?
For the drinking ticket.
That's hilarious.
And then
you had ADD. You didn't know you had court. It slipped your mind.
Honestly, they said they were going to call and they never called.
Okay.
They never fucking called. And then they find me in a car and I'm hammered and I'm underage again.
Were you driving?
No, I wasn't. I had a sober driver, but he like swerved to like not hit like a dead animal. And then the cop pulled us over because they thought he was drunk.
What a bozo.
He was just getting roadhead.
Trying to
L.
Isn't that? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hey, he goes bananas sometimes. I apologize for his behavior.
I was just trying to be funny.
So the square guy you're with, he swerves and missed the fucking dead animal.
And then she gets my ID, and then she's like, oh, there's
a it was
now.
A girl.
Yeah, she was such
Wait,
a bitch.
Wait, so how was that? How did you give her a roadhead?
No, the cop.
Oh.
The cop. And then I was on my way to a party, and I was fucking hammered. I think I blew like a 3-something.
Jesus
like
Christ.
How are you alive?
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
That's alcohol poisoning.
I know.
Point. Did you have a drinking problem at one time in your life?
I don't think it was a problem. I just did it every day.
How old were you at the time?
I think I was like 20 or 19.
Yeah. When you're that age, you get blacked out a lot.
It was like 3 years
you're
ago.
Just borderline, yeah.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
How old are you now?
I'm 22.
No. So were you scared you were going to go to jail that night?
I did go to jail.
You did?
Yeah, because...
Cook County?
No, I went. I was in Indiana.
Okay.
I was in Indiana at the time. And they put me... The drunk take was full, so they put me in a cell with 2 other girls.
Ooh.
And one of the other girls, she set her boyfriend's house on fire. Her ex-boyfriend.
Get out of here.
And she had a no regrets tattoo on her chest.
Was she part of that music group TLC? Is that Lisa Left Out Lopez?
Do you get that reference?
I know who TLC is.
Yeah, well, one of the
Lisa Left Out Lopez burnt her fucking...
Oh, really?
She was dating a wide receiver from the Atlanta Falcons, Andre Rison. She burned his mansion down.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She threw a bunch of sneakers in his hot tub, whatever, and lit it on fire, and then the house caught on fire.
It just went out of control.
What did he do?
He cheated on her. obviously.
Oh, fuck.
But that's so dumb. If you're dating an NFL player, though, if you only get cheated on, I mean, that's the you know, that's better than what happens.
That's light compared what Kelsey, what's his name? Kelsey Taylor? Kelsey
Travis.
Kelsey, Travis Kelsey?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, I was missing the name.
Kelsey Graham.
Kelsey Grammer. What Kelsey Grammer is going to do to Taylor Swift?
Well, I mean, that one guy, when he knocked the girl out in the elevator.
Oh, that was Ray Rice.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Ray Rice.
So Left Eye beat him to it. So they you're in a drunk tank with a girl that burnt her boyfriend's house down.
Yeah, and right. She honestly was not, she was really scary, and she was looking at me like, don't ask why. And I didn't ask why. And she was just really, and she's like, I don't want to talk about it.
White girl, black girl?
No, she's Mexican.
She's
Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lisa Lopez.
No regrets, Holmes.
Yeah, dude.
Left Eye, Lisa Lopez.
And what about the other chick?
The other lady was a 40-year-old dressed as Annie. She's dressed as Annie. Like
Annie?
Was this
Orphan.
Ice Spice?
I mean, I don't know. I think she was at a costume party and...
did some shit?
I can't remember what she did, but she was like fucking hammered though.
How long were you in there for?
A night.
Were you scared to go to sleep?
You can't. The lights are all on the whole time.
That doesn't stop anybody.
That was gonna be my next question. How do you think you would handle it if you had to stay a while?
Not good. Not good. I was like, I'm never coming back here. That sucks.
So that was the last time getting arrested.
Yeah, nope. I mean, honestly, I got arrested by accident because.
I'm sorry. You're white. I'm sorry. Well, you can go.
No, I was 25 and they arrested me for underage drinking.
So this is about 4 years ago?
This is yesterday.
Wait, so they thought you were
drinking
and driving?
You didn't have your ID on you.
No, I was at a music festival. And
again.
Again. And I give them my ID.
Country music festival?
No, Coachella.
Oh, all right.
Better. And I give them my ID and they're like, oh, this is fake. Like, you're underage, you're under arrest, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's not fake. And then they threatened to beat me with a bat if I didn't let them
the
arrest.
The cops or the security?
The cops. It was like full cops because the cops served the beer at the music festival to deter people from underage drinking.
Oh, that is scary.
So all the cops, it's like not chill at Coachella. All the beer tents are all cops serving you alcohol.
Bro, that's insane.
And they're all in cop uniforms. It's really intense. And I'm like, why the fuck?
I got no tips. Yeah, I would never give a tip.
Yeah,
to that
dude,
guy.
Fuck that.
I'm paying price. If a cop serves me my fucking drink, if I see the tip, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm spitting that shit and then walking away.
So they arrested you by accident.
So they arrest me and they're like, you know, admit it's fake. And then I had to, I called my mom and I was like, Mom, tell them that, you know.
It's real.
It's a real ID. And she's like, are you trying to steal money from me? Like, she thought it was a whole sham. And I'm like, I didn't even ask for money. Like,
look how sharp your mom is. That's great.
How many times have you tried to scheme your mom out of money?
Dude, never. That's the thing.
Oh, this old trick again, Al? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What do you do? Sure. He's a cop. No, and then they put my ID through an ID scanner and
it
came back.
It came back. Yeah. They could have done that from the beginning. They could have just done that like, oh, this looks fake. Here, scan this.
I know.
My sister got caught with a fake ID once. We was in Queens, and they scan it, and he goes like, oh, this is fake. And she tries to get it back. He's like, I could give it back, but a cop is going to come first, and you can ask him to give it back to you. She's like, oh, okay.
It was fake, though?
Yeah, it was 100% fake. I think she was like 19, 20 at the time.
Yeah.
ID chief. Yeah, that's where you get them.
Yeah, because it looked real. It looked like an actual, but it doesn't scan as a real ID.
You think you would have,
like,
if you had to do time in the joint, you think you'd go gay?
No.
No? You'd stay straight?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just like not gay, unfortunately. Not at all. Not even a little bit bi. I'm like fully straight, which
yeah,
I don't know how.
No, I definitely guessed your age.
Everybody
under 25 now is gay.
L.
I'm like waiting for my daughter to just be like, oh, this is my girlfriend.
Well, no, I respect L for at least being straight, finally. There's like someone who's like, I'm straight.
Yeah, I thought you were bi for a bit.
Oh, rude.
Because I feel like every girl now is a little.
You're really going to say all this while Sienna's not here to defend herself?
I mean, is she coming back in?
No, she faked this whole call just because we were talking about. Oh, no, she's coming back in right now.
She's actually bi, though.
No, she is bi.
Sienna is bi. Yeah.
She lies about being a lesbian.
No, I don't. But I have the funniest phone call right now. There's this movie. And they want to audition me for like a Chinese woman. I'm not even lying. And my agent was like, "Are you?
Where's
okay?
our soundboard right now?
Like, they want me to learn Mandarin for the role too, like some Mandarin, but it's a fully like Chinese lady." And I was like, "I mean, sure, I guess."
Do they know that you're not Asian though?
Yeah. Well, so the studio didn't ask.
Please do it.
But they knew my face. I know. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
They're not going to background check, dude. Dude, that's smart.
They don't background check.
I would do anything.
Elle's going to be in the new remake of The Color Purple. She's going to be playing a runaway slave.
Whoopi Goldberg. Yes.
Come on. White people have to be able to play these parts.
We were just asking Elle if she would go gay if she was got sentenced to a long sentence.
And I threw up. I threw up in my mouth.
Elle didn't want to hang out with me because she thought I had a gay friendship. A gay crush.
Oh, you trying to fuck out?
No.
Yo, you a savage, man. Why you stop trying to fuck other cunts.
Sienna.
I would date a comic. I would, at this point, fuck these streets.
I'm just happy to find a homophobic female. This is great.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I would love to see two.
We are going to hang so tough
that's
now.
Weird.
No, at the club, I'm gonna be like, look at him, he's gay.
No, I love gay men.
I can understand.
So
really?
Hot. Dude, Brokeback Mountain, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but those
are you kidding? That was hot actors.
No, two guys making out.
What if it was?
Are you fucking serious?
Are you serious?
What if it was me and Derek? What if it was me and Derek in Brokeback Mountain?
Ew. No,
you're sick. You're sick. That's sick.
I support you.
No, you're sick.
Not
too
you
early.
Guys, but like guys in general.
Dude,
but we're ugly as fuck.
But you guys are my bros. I don't want to see that. But like dudes in general.
But that's weird.
I do want to see it.
Jorge wants to see it.
I do.
Jorge wants to be a part of it.
Would you guys do a little kiss? I would throw up.
What?
Oh, if I saw your tongue in his mouth, like
I couldn't kiss a man.
I would throw up.
I couldn't kiss a man. I feel like that's
I can barely kiss
like somebody's
a man.
Facial hair.
Two hot guys making out.
Ew.
Oh, so you are gay?
No,
that's gay.
No, she likes gay.
I'm
gay.
So
she likes
straight
men
that
doing
I'm
gay.
Gay
stuff.
I mean, that does make sense because I do like watching women go at it.
I'm just picturing Elle like just sitting in a chair in a room somewhere just watching two guys go at it.
Ew.
And Elle being like, roll him over.
Dude, I used to watch this gay TV show. It was like,
damn, the podcast is just getting good and we gotta go.
I was just gonna say, did you ever watch Queer as Folk? There was a British one and then there was an American one.
Yo, now it came alive.
I watched a gay show. It was on HBO. It was set in San Francisco and it was all gay men.
Was it called
men having sex all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Have you done anal though?
No.
Okay. I've done a lot of anal. So when I cannot watch a girl.
Dude, she's straighter than me. That's the straightest
I've
thing
done
I've
anal
ever
probably over 100 times.
Oh my God.
Not even once?
Not even once.
Damn. And I don't even got to ask like that.
Hold that booty hole down.
But that's
Elle.
Why
don't
I can't watch gay
Wait,
guys.
With a
fuck.
Guy?
Obviously.
I don't know if girls do it.
No. That's
with
not good
dildos?
No, hell. I've used dildos in my vagina.
That would be funny. Like two lesbians.
Because neither of us are enjoying it. Like, ow. But my point is now I can't watch anything involving anal. So your show, if there's a cameo of an anal thing happening.
I guess it is anal because they don't.
Oh, yeah. Was it called Looking?
I feel the pain.
Yeah, Looking. Yeah.
Even though they like it.
That's a good one.
So are you done with anal? Are you,
yeah,
is it out?
I mean, dude, I dated a gay man. We won't name him. He wanted anal. Then the first guy I dated, I was a virgin. Uh-huh. So I only did anal because I didn't want him to take my virginity. So it always, I had
like
a reason
a true
to
Christian.
Do it. But I don't like anal. I would just do it for gay people.
100 is a lot. It's
well,
a lot
I
of times.
Yeah, if you have a boyfriend, you have sex.
You have sex a billion times a day.
I mean, but that.
I would never do anal again. I don't like
Wait,
that
Wait,
when
shit. You have a boyfriend? You have sex a billion times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Have
I
you ever
have
had
a boyfriend?
One?
Are you kidding?
I mean,
every time I had a boyfriend, the sex was just off the rails.
Well, they make you have sex every day.
They like make that. You? That sounds like rape. Yeah. Back to the rape. That wasn't me this time.
We'll
Yeah. She was fantastic.
So at one point, the relationship I'm in now, I was told by my partner, like, listen, it's starting to be a lot, like this 4 or 5 times a day thing.
Your relationship right now?
Really? Yeah, yeah. I mean, this happened a couple months ago.
Wait, you told her that or she told you?
No, she told me.
That 4 was enough.
She told me, she's like,
that's too much.
She's like, dude, we're like, every day. She's like, we're fucking at like 2 a.m. I got to be up at 6. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. And I get it though.
She's hot.
I understand.
No, I mean, I get why she'd be like,
but she's lucky because my libido has like dropped for some reason. I'm not sure.
So it would have been 8?
For some reason.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Does
she come every time?
Of course.
What?
Fucking.
I've never come from sex.
Well, that's you. That's you guys.
I know, yeah, therapy. You need therapy.
Well, you're only getting fucked in your ass. That's why. Yeah.
Why is it not working?
No, I mean,
I've never squirted in my life.
I get that.
What are you
though?
Doing wrong?
Because I have a problem sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, it's a completely mental. I'll just hump their thigh after. That's when I come.
Are you scissoring with a guy?
Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, okay, you came cool. Now let me hump your thigh.
Mm.
And then that's when I come.
Yeah.
I think I'd be like, all right, can you just hump the corner of the bed? And I'm gonna
take a nap. Yeah. No, sorry. I'm getting nasty, but yeah. No, because a guy can be like, oh, I want you to come here. And then I would do that. That was like one thing I had with a guy. It was on his body?
Like, come on my thigh? Yeah. Come on my shoulder?
And then be like, come on this pillow. Come on this mattress.
Oh, wow. I've never humped anything before.
Really?
Like that. I know.
That's so funny. Hell was like,
are you on antidepressants?
Yeah.
It's like when you have a boyfriend, they make you have sex.
I would never think to hump anything.
Do you masturbate?
Like, yeah, I do, but I would never think to hump like a pillow or a chair.
No, I'll just be watching a movie. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've heard of some young chicks younger women doing that before.
That sucks.
I don't even really masturbate that much anymore.
Well, you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I don't even
fuck. I jerk off more when I'm in a relationship.
I haven't had sex in September.
You haven't had sex in September?
I'm not even lying.
October.
Oh, yeah. October for her, September for me. I don't have sex.
Oh, I thought you were correcting her like you knew.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Oh, you don't count us, Sienna?
I would totally count you. I don't have sex with men. I actually am so fucking pure. Like, a guy would be so lucky to be with me because my body count is literally 6.
6 dudes?
Yeah.
How many chicks?
Well.
It's about like 1,522.
It's probably 45 women, according to my mom.
That's a lot for a lesbian.
Yeah.
You're fucking.
I don't know anything.
You're up there.
I don't know what's a lot, what's not a lot for lesbians.
I feel like what's a lot for lesbians?
It's like, well, you could just like finger her.
I feel like for gay men, it's probably like that's like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I think lesbian women have a lot less sex partners. Yeah.
For sure.
I believe.
Because we fall in love. We're emotional.
There's no penetration. That's why.
Yeah.
I would sometimes use strap-ons.
You used a strap-on before?
I have. Isn't that
crazy?
Were
you on the business end?
No. I would do both. But can you imagine me fucking? I would.
That'd be
fun. One thing, okay, I won't dwell, but I was fucking my ex-girlfriend and I was like so into it. I felt like a dude.
With a strap on,
doggy style. Yeah, it's crazy. And then I came because how strap-ons work, like it's like a cup that's over your clit and then you attach the dick onto it. So it's like always rubbing your clit when you go in. And then I came and, you know, I was talking dirty to her and then like I was fucking her thigh the whole time. I didn't even go in her vagina once.
Really?
Yeah.
You were dry humping her with a strap-on?
No, I was fucking her, but I thought it was in her vagina.
Was she enjoying it though? Because it was like kind of rubbing on her.
It didn't rub it. It was not near her vagina at all. And then, no one cares about this story. But it's
no, I care.
Funny.
Are you kidding? All these perverts on Gas Digital are jerking off. They've been jerking off for the past 18 minutes.
Is this live?
No.
When they watch it, they're gonna be like, that Chinese girl is weird.
No, they're gonna love
it. They know who you are.
Really?
Yeah,
you guys
are gonna love L too.
You guys are gonna get new stalkers after this.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. That's what I need.
I didn't know how conservative L was. I'm so glad.
I'm conservative. What is conservative? I don't know. I don't know anything about anything, really. I think, because I grew up religious, and then how are you supposed
Catholic?
To learn about sex? Yeah.
You're Catholic, right?
Catholic girls are usually the freakiest when I was young.
Yeah, the Catholic girls there.
But I don't know. You never know. I was too ashamed to like ask about it, and I wasn't like Googling it. I was like,
How many brothers and sisters you got?
Two. Yeah.
One brother, one sister?
Yeah.
Are you in the middle?
What does that matter?
Yeah. No, what is he doing? 21 questions.
No, I'm trying to. You were ashamed to ask your parents.
Yo, Kate's going
to
DM you later.
No, my parents were very shameful.
They're like,
I know.
Oh, don't bring
that.
Do that?
Yeah.
So, but none of your siblings ever said anything to you?
No. Oh, my God, no. I would be so. If my siblings tried to talk to me about sex, I would be like,
Oh, okay. I got you.
What are you doing?
Yeah, but I wouldn't talk to my siblings about
it. I was like, masturbating
at three. Like my sister, I wouldn't never.
Nah, well, me and my brother and I talked about sex.
Well, because
my
brother, you don't have a sister. You
my brother jerked off in my girlfriend's shirt one time, dude. It was fucking
as he should as a brother.
She left a shirt over. And it got like washed, and then we were like looking for it. And I was like cleaning out under the bed one day, and I found her shirt. And it was all crunched up together.
He's like pulling it apart.
That's because he had a crush on her.
I think he just needed something to jerk off into, and he just grabbed it.
Yeah. But it's like coming into a towel.
And I've caught my brother beaten off too before. He was just like, "Yo, close the door," like never like ashamed or anything.
Would you guys marry? Not each other, but
a woman.
Yeah, like, would you guys
only if I'm the groom?
What do you mean?
I would marry
I'd marry him if I was a groom.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay, that's funny.
No, not each other.
But I want to know, like, would you guys get married?
Yeah, I've been married
traditional
before.
Marriage?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean traditional, though?
Like the whole proposing and then the wedding and then, you know, possibly giving her half my money, which is not much now, but yeah, you know, I have
this motherfucker.
$7 hourly at Walmart.
Damn, I got to get this bitch half my $10.
Sweat equity.
Oldest bitch, $350.
Yeah, oldest bitch, motherfucker.
So you wouldn't get married? Are you guys scared of being lonely, though?
No, yeah, of course.
I'm okay with being.
I'm more scared of dying than being lonely.
You're scared of dying? What a bitch.
Why? Because you don't believe in God.
No, I do believe in God.
Oh, he believes in God so hard.
That's why I'm scared of dying.
Criminals believe in God usually.
Yeah, no, I'm very
sad. So, yeah. No, I would get married. I've been married before. Fucking, I
was engaged before.
I would do it again.
You were engaged to who?
My daughter's mother. But then I got locked up, so that.
Oh, you fucked it up.
Fucked it up. Yeah. Legally fucked it up.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It was a nice ring, too. I still have it somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, somewhere in my we'll end with this. You guys want to get married?
Absolutely.
You
I want to get married, like, in the next 2 years.
I don't know.
I was going to be the different. Female Dave Attell. She's going to be showing
up. Literally is.
With a skull cap and a cap over it, with that jacket on.
Playing the recorder.
Because I think if it's the right partner, they don't slow you down.
Having
the
bi right guy open up for him.
Yeah.
Abide by my schedule.
Oh, yeah, that stuff won't matter, I guess, if you find the right person.
But she's gonna have just a bunch of gay guys open for her. She's like, "All right, now kiss."
No, I couldn't. Gay men are so scary.
Wait, they are.
They're mean. They're mean.
They're
no,
mean.
Yeah, gay guys. I think gay guys are funnier than straight men, though.
Yeah, they are.
Gay guys
because
are
they act like a little Ariana Grande.
I think it depends. I think it depends.
I agree. I think it's subjective also.
Gay guys are naturally funny, man.
They are naturally funny. I would say naturally hilarious.
Not the best writers, but they are.
On terms of like just like without being comics, gay guys are always funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, when a guy's really funny, I always think he's gay.
For real?
Yeah.
That's why I bomb all the time, so nobody figures it out.
Sienna, tell everybody where they can find you.
I frequent The Stand. I have a podcast with Vinny from the Jersey Shore called Something Went Wrong. It's on all platforms.
You can follow me on Instagram if you want.
Or in the streets.
Don't do that.
Follow her in the streets.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram if you want.
At El Orlando, right?
At El Orlando, or just forget this ever happened.
Go ahead, Gio.
I just closed it. I'll be at The Stand this weekend and come out on May 11th. Come out to the Comedy Dojo of Comedy. I'll be opening up for Danny Polichuk. Great club, great place.
Yep, and I'll be opening for Danny this weekend in Phoenix, Thursday through Sunday.
That's where
I know.
Danny's getting there.
I'm so glad he got his Instagram back.
Oh yeah, me too.
Me and Danny gonna kiss. You want to host them?
Yes.
I will be there. If you're in Arizona, come on out. And then every Friday and Saturday night, midnight at The Stand. And Nat, Jorge, what do you got?
Watch Gas Now on the Gas Digital exclusive YouTube channel.
All right. Any final thoughts? Or are we done?
No. Can we just show real quick this picture that 50 Cent? Do you guys know about the whole 50 Cent and Ja Rule beef?
No.
All right, never mind. All right, that's been the show, guys. Thank you for watching. You guys are great.
We're too old, bro.